Hi, ladies. I hope everyone is doing good with their Pesach preparations. I am just finishing up mine and I had a session on Pesach and it blew me away. It completely changed the way I see and want to experience Pesach. In our session yesterday, we learned about the 10 Sefirot and how it connects to the Seder plate and how it is a manifestation experience as we are growing our minds, or more correctly, our intelligence in Kabbalah that is known as Mochin, and what that massive dose of Mochin is, where it separates who we are as being enslaved to being sovereign. So this is what the session was all about. Now let's take it deeper. And this is what I love about learning about the holidays and in Judaism. You can always learn something new and deeper. You can always learn something and experience it at a whole different level. And this is what's happening right now. And I'm pausing everything and I'm like, I have to share this with you because this is life-changing. I'm blown away. I really can just I can't express this enough. So, we learned about Pesach, the Seder night, and there's so much information about it. But I want to give you something that you can take with you and change the perspective of how you see it, because the Pesach Seder is something remarkable. It's astronomical for our souls. It is the most important night of the year, spiritually. As opposed to Rosh Hashanah, you're going to say, Elisha, but wait, what about Rosh Hashanah? What about Yom Kippur? Listen, I get it. I got you. And here's the answer. Rosh Hashanah is important, but there are different. And what about Yom Kippur, right? And Purim, there's all these other holidays. Yes, they're important, but there's something very specific about Pesach that separates it from anything else about the year. First of all, Rosh Hashanah and Pesach. Rosh Hashanah is the birth of the physical body. It is the anniversary of the creation of man, of ideas, of choice, of free will. That is Rosh Hashanah. Now, what happens on Pesach is the birth of the soul. The Seder night is the birth of the soul. So that makes it very different, right? And probably a little bit more, valuable in a, and I would say it really depends, like whatever someone's opinion is, of course. But on Rosh Hashanah, what is determined is the material goods, such as your health, how much money you'll make that year, jobs and opportunities that's more rooted in the material world. But what is happening on Seder night? As it's actually called Laila Shimorim. It's a protective night, actually. And it's not the protection over the physical part of life, but the spiritual aspects of life. And what you gain on Seder night is the of elevation of spirituality. How high you will become spiritually, and all the development and all the increase in spirituality that you will get this coming year is determined on the Seder night. Now, if everyone knew this, they would be preparing for Pesach, the Seder night, even more so, right? This is an incredible secret of the Seder night, that all the spiritual wellspring, the spiritual levels, the depth spiritually is determined Seder night. And now, what's very interesting is that because it is the birth of the soul, according to Kabbalah, we also get, which is very interesting, a new soul. But it's not new, like a whole brand new soul. It's actually an updated version of your neshama, because we have this whole neshama throughout the year and it needs an upgrade, an update, just like an iPhone or a computer, a software, or a program, things that needs update. And that also shows that we're always evolving. Of course, it's not perfect. Of course, it's not complete because it needs to update. So on the Seder night, we're also, our soul, our neshama is updated. We get some sort of program fix, right? And it is a renewal for that soul, for our soul as well. So we're having this incredible dose of renewal. We're having a soul update, and the spiritual heights, Be'ezrat Hashem, that we'll reach is determined Seder night. Now, why is this really important? It is because we want to take advantage of this night. We need to take advantage of it because there are wise, there's this our brain, it's so important to know that this is a renewal for the soul. And what is happening in Judaism and Kabbalah, there are four levels to the soul. There is Kaved, that's where your lowest level of your soul sits. That is the nefesh. That is the what you do, your habits, eating, sleeping, drinking, like meeting your basic needs. And then there is your heart, lev, ruach. And this is your emotional intelligence. And then there's moach. And in the moach is the neshama. That's where the soul sits. That's like the high spirituality. That is the crown. That is the keter. This is the highest level in our body. It's also standing up tall, right? So this in the moach, we have two parts. Now, this is important because we have four cups of wine. In the brain itself, in Kabbalah, there are four parts of the brain. We have right, left, and the middle. The right is Chokhmah, the left is Bina, and then we have Dat, which is a combination of Chesed and Gvura, which is love and kindness and restraints or limitations or putting boundaries. So we have four cups of wine and we have four parts of to the brain. So we are literally reprogramming our brain Seder night. And this is also goes a little step deeper because Seder night is when we became free, and everything that we've learned up until now is Hashem commanded us to sanctify time, to have agency over our time. And it starts with our thoughts, it starts with our minds. It's the way that we see our life, our struggles, our hardships, and deciding to see the opportunities when it gets tough. The choice that you make every single morning to do something different, to break a habit, or to just say, okay, I'm no longer fueling what is no good for me. I'm no longer allowing myself to be in this self-doubt and in this place of defeat. And it's the choice that you make first in your mind. And that starts in the neshama. So we have those four cups of wine that mirror the four levels of the soul. And we want to take advantage of this. And how can you take advantage of this? Just by doing the Seder. You don't need to understand everything because just the Seder itself is the portal to do this. Now, this is really incredible stuff. And I'm so grateful to have this group to share it with. I would love to hear your feedback. I'm so amazed by this information. Like, we know it, we learned it, but now it's like adding another layer to it. And it's B'ezrat Hashem going to be an incredible Seder. I'm sending everyone so much love. And may you really elevate your souls this year. May you be granted such high levels spiritually, because that gives us the blessings. Everything manifests spiritually for us. Whatever is alive for us spiritually will manifest for us physically, and that's like the portal to the greatest blessings. And Be'ezrat Hashem, may we have a really beautiful chag, and I'm sending everyone so much love. And I hope your Pesach cleaning is coming to an end and you get to start your cooking now. And it may just be an incredible experience.